often one to another, and he wrote a book of remembrance. And we appreciate very much our Father's purpose in gathering us here. You know, all of us have our experiences out in the world. Some have come here very much pressed by their work experiences in the world. Some have come with heavy burdens. Some have come with great joy, anticipating the blessings. Our Father has his purposes in providing this oasis for his people. And dear brethren, our ecclesia has selected the theme text, "Is Anything Too Hard for the Lord?" And looking at where we are today, the truth movement is a dwindling movement. We have great need to lay hold of those promises and the examples of those who've gone before, those faithful examples. And brethren, we really appreciate the context of this scripture because it has to do with giving a child to Abraham and Sarah when they were well past the time for having children. And you think about that, brethren, giving life to a dead womb. And brethren, we look at the church and we think, here we are living in this dead world, and here we are in this old man of death, this flesh that we have. And how is it that the Lord can make a new creation? That's one of his greatest miracles, dear brethren, to think he can take us in this situation. And so, brethren, these thoughts at our convention are really meant to give us all a spur in our consecration to be faithful. And our Father is so gracious in providing this to us. So, dear brethren, we welcome you to the convention. We pray that we all well use our time in our fellowship and appreciating the lessons, because this is what the Lord has prepared. We've been praying for the speakers, seeking the Lord's guidance in their words, and he's prepared the message for all of us who've been able to gather, whether we're here physically or also those who are gathering over the computer or on the phone. So we want to welcome you, brethren, on this basis, and it's the truth that draws us together and gives us strength, this truth of our Lord's sacrifice and the two salvations that it guarantees. So, again, we welcome you, dear friends. Brethren, the Muhammad Ecclesia, we have sort of a start every day to our meetings that is a devotional start. We're going to kind of mirror that. We always start with bringing love to everyone who we've talked with that week. And so we're going to invite you to share your greetings of love at this point, and then we're going to have our devotions and our manna discussion, followed by some announcements. So we'd like to ask, and there will be an opportunity tomorrow, so if you don't have your thoughts together on all the love that you wish to bring, we'll do this today as well as tomorrow. But please raise your hand, and we'll ask you to identify yourself, both for the brethren who are listening in and for the brethren here.
Sister Agnes Seawalk from Waka, Saskatchewan, from a far-off country, and I'm glad to be here. And I bring love from Brother Jerry and Sister Donna Notch, who are very, very kind with me. They let me stay overnight, and then in the morning they take me to the airport. In fact, this yesterday morning, Brother Jerry didn't even put his shoes on. He took me to the airport at 4 a.m. barefooted. Thank him very much, and Sister Donna. And also love from Sister Marge Davis in Red Deer, Alberta. Brother Robert Chalk and Sister Dorothea in Prince Edward Island. And I don't know if I missed anybody.
Well, there's an opportunity tomorrow. Okay. We have Sister Robin and Brother Ed up here. There is a microphone in the back, so don't be shy in back, dear brethren, to raise your hand, too.
Hi, I'm Robin Heidi, and I go to the Louisville, Kentucky class right now, and the whole class sends their love to this convention, especially Brother David and Sister Carol Durant and Sister Sarah Easton in Sandy Calton from Huntsville, Alabama.
Thank you, Sister Robin. I appreciate that. In the back, there's Sister Cher behind you. Or go ahead with Brother Art.
Brother Art, we're drinking from Columbus, Indiana. brother and Antoine to send their love to you, and I'm sure looking forward to it, and I'm sure glad the Lord gave you the strength to be here today, because I had some doubts last night. It's so wonderful to see some of you friends that I haven't seen for a few years, and some few months, but I'm so happy to be here with you, and I pray the Lord give us a rich blessing.
Thank you, Brother Art. Appreciate that.
I'm Brother Ed Heidelbach from the Berean Bible Students of Michigan, and I bring you the love from the brethren in our class, Brother Brian, Sister Ann Kutcher, Brother Roman Kuzma, Sister Emily Kluz, Sister Jan Kloss, Sister Linda Hayes, and I'm missing here, Brother Roman Kuzma, our daughter, Sister Jennifer, and special love from Sister Molly Heidelbach.
Thank you, Brother Ed. Appreciate that very much. Sister Cher?
Classes, and some of us are here, but those that couldn't make it want to send their love, as well as especially Brother Roy Pascal, Sister Elise Delator, Brother Ron Miller from Atlanta, Sister Marilyn Stanton from the Afro Ecclesia, Brother Cliff and Sister Helen Jacobs from Florida, and Brother Michael Simeon, and special love to Brother Wes and Sister Tony and to you, Brother Baker.
Okay, thank you, Sister Cher. Sister Becky?
Sister Becky Hess from the Piqua area. And I'd just like to send the love of my parents, Barbara and Leon Millen, and my son and my daughter, Sarah and Micah.
Thank you, Sister Becky. So glad to have you with us. Sister Mary Ellen?
I'm Sister Mary Ellen Batchelor from the Orlando class, and I do bring the love of the Orlando class, but I also bring love from Sister Wilma Shannon, which a lot of you know. She's doing great. She's finished her treatment, and she's happy as a lark. And also from Sister Mary Clisby and Brother Thomas Connell and Sister Vi Thiga-Cole, who is the last remaining member of the Saginaw Bay City, Michigan area class, and she was 102 the end of June, and I had a visit with her this past Tuesday, and she said to be sure and send her love.
Thank you very much, Sister Mary Ellen. Sister Rosemary.
I bring lots of love. This is Sister Rosemary Wojcik from Salem, Oregon. I bring lots of love of all the Salem class, and especially Sister Joy Blackman, Brother Jerry and Sister Dolores Sanders, Sister Helen Gorders, Sister Earlene Allen, and Brother Lou and Sister Judy Garrison.
Thank you very much, Sister Rosemary. Sister Dolores?
Well, you talked about the shrinking classes. Well, all of your St. Louis Ecclesias here, those that meet in person and those on the phone, with the exception of Sister Karen Schmitz, our daughter, and she was not able to come because of business commitments, but she sends her love.
Thank you very much. Sister Bonnie?
I'm Sister Bonnie Bennett from Salem, bringing another load of love from my mom, Sister Helen Gorgas, and also from Brother Walter and Sister Andrea Schroeder and the Portland area class.
Thank you very much. I can't see, but go ahead and back.
This is Brother Grable from Akron, Ohio. The Akron class voted to bring their love to you. Brother Rick Thomas, he's already here, he can do that himself. Rick Michelli, Sister Marilyn, Sister Velvet, Brother John, Sister Jane, who was immersed last Sunday in Chicago, and my son Jerry sent their love from Chicago. And all our Christian love.
Very good. Thank you, Brother Harry. Sister Kathy?
Sister Kathy Beard from Puget Sound Bible Students. They all send their love, special love to you. And our natural sister, Sister Kim Cleary, is home from Turkey this summer. She will be going back for one more year, but she sends her special love.
Thank you very much. Brother Dan?
Bring the love and greetings of your brethren in Chicago. Too many of them to enumerate individually. But I also wanted to bring my brother David Larson's from Evansburg, Pennsylvania. He wished his love brought to all the brethren that do remember him and know him.
Thank you very much. Brother Don.
Thank you, Brother Don from Ithaca and Atlanta phone meetings. And we have love, too, from Sister Anita Rhodes. And and from Sister Lana Jean and Charlie Hahn, and also from Brother Roy Pascal too, double portion from him and everyone else that meets with us there. Can't name them all right now. I don't have my list, but they all sent love. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Brother Don. Sister Cher.
Yes, lots of love from my sister Mom, and she's in the Alzheimer's section of the retirement center now, so I'll just keep her in touch and prayers.
Thank you, Sister Cher. Sister Karen Sue.
Yeah, Sister Karen Baker from the local class here. Love from Brother Bill and Estelle Gill, and also from Sister Linda Parsons, who's in Florida.
Thank you very much, Brother Jim.
Hopefully we're not local.
Okay. Sister Joni?
Brethren, we're so happy to be here and to bring love from the Central Florida Bible students. Brother Rodney and Sister Margie Hugelman, Brother Bob and Sister Nancy Luker, Carol, Sister Carol Jones, Sister Lynn Bailey, Sister Colleen Faith, Brother Lenny Wessel, and special love, Sister Allison McKillop, Sister Ann Wildblood, Sister Bonnie Bradshaw, and our dear Sister Betty Sims, who recently lost her husband, our brother Bobby, finished his course in February, and so she is now living in Ohio with Sister Joyce and Brother Larry Young, her daughter. So we have love from them as well, Sister Joyce and Brother Larry. And Brother Jimmy Dean is in the hospital, so needs your special prayers. He fell and broke his hip, but he's recovering. He's in rehab right now.
Thank you, Sister Joni. Appreciate that very much. Now, friends, we're going to have opportunity tomorrow. And I realize, brethren, in my eagerness to welcome you to the convention, we missed the hymn. And the brethren selected the hymn with care. We're going to invite you now. We're going to go to our devotions at this point. We're going to invite you now to sing together our convention theme. Please consider the words. They're full of meaning. And remember, this is a prayer we're sharing together as we sing together. We're also going to tell you, some of you have blue hymn books, some of you have red. So we're going to try to announce the hymns in both. If you have a blue hymn book, it's hymn 356. 356 in the blue and 363 in the red. 363 in the red, 356 in the blue. Great is thy faithfulness. At the conclusion of the hymn, we'll ask Brother Dick Pettimores to seek the Lord's blessing on this convention. Thank you.
Our kind and loving Heavenly Father, we come into thy presence this morning to hallow thy name and to ask for thy blessing upon this convention. We are so privileged to be here with those of like precious faith, and we ask a blessing on each and every one who's attending, and those who would like to be here and cannot. We thank thee for all thy tender mercies and thy tender goodness toward us, for calling us out of darkness into thy marvelous light. And we ask thy thy blessing on this convention once again, and we ask it in Jesus' dear name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Dick. Well, friends, we're going to ask the brothers who will share the devotional service this morning to come forward at this time. We're going to ask Brother Art Ludwinka if he would to read the resolve and from the Columbus Ecclesia. Brother Paul Bruce from Central Florida to read the vow for us. And Brother Rick Thomas to share the manna. And we do have these right here for you, dear brothers.
My morning resolve. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain to the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will be simple. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interest of the harvest work, present work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work and the dear brethren everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
July 21st, manna.
To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. John 18:37. It was our Lord's faithfulness to the truth that brought upon him the opposition of those who were blinded by the adversary. It was his witness to the truth that cost him his life. It was the giving of his life in defense of the truth that constituted the redemption price. Similarly, all the Lord's followers are to bear witness to the truth in respect to God's character and plan. It is such witness to the truth that it is to cost all the true followers of Jesus their lives in presenting themselves living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God through Christ Jesus. Let each one who hopes to be a joint heir with the Prince of Life in the kingdom witness to the truth, a good confession respecting the kingdom, its foundation and ultimate superstructure and glory. And then the text again is, to this end was I born, for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. John 18:37.
Thank you, dear brothers. Dear friends, we'll take a couple comments on the manna. For time, we don't want to go into Brother Allen's time, but we just wanted to ask the question, you know, here our Lord speaks in the night of his trial. To this end was I born, for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Why did Jesus emphasize that his purpose in coming into the world was to bear witness to the truth? We might think he'd say to give the ransom, but here he says to bear witness to the truth. Why did he say that? Anyone like to comment? You might want to think about that. Sister Becky, we have a hand right here. Raise your hand high if you would, Sister Becky. Very good. So he saw in his father's plan that there would be footstep followers and they would need the truth to guide and sustain them. And they would be giving his word in the New Testament. Appreciate that. Sister Joni and then Brother Don.
Brother Baker, to me that means when you say to bear witness to the truth, I see that chart up there.
Mm-hmm.
That is the truth. The father's plan. And he was here to bear witness to the Father, to his character, and to his plan. And that's why he needed to provide that ransom.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that very much. That, I mean, he came to restore mankind to his Father's fellowship. It wouldn't be appropriate if he didn't tell about his Father's plan. I mean, he was the representative of it that will fully be testified in due time. Thank you. Brother Don?
Our Heavenly Father is the Father of lights, and our Lord Jesus was the light of the world. So he had to let his light shine, like Sister said, to show the character of our Heavenly Father. And if ye have seen me, you've seen the Father. And had he not said anything, we wouldn't know.
Very good. Thank you. Brother Perry?
Well, if he had promoted the ransom and that he would have had to die and all that, remember the scripture, had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If everybody knew that the Pharisees would have him killed, his friends might have tried to prevent that, not understanding the situation. So there are some things that are not due to be understood until due time. That may be why he used the word truth instead of ransom there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate that. Appreciate that very much. Any other quick comments? We had Brother Jim Martin. Oh, and Sister Agnes.
Well, really, the truth is all encompassed in what he did. You remember he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. But the truth is his whole character. We call ourselves truth people. What do we mean? We're bearing witness to the same thing that Jesus did. He was a representative of God, and we're endeavoring to be the same representatives. But it's all truth. How many can claim that they're truth people to this day?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you, Brother Jim. Sister Agnes?
Yes, God moves in a mysterious way, his wonder to perform. That's what he does. Thank you.
Very good. You know, brethren, our Lord Jesus, if he had healed and fed and done the wonderful works and not told them the truth, he would not have been crucified. And it was the truth in this world under Satan's control that aroused the violent opposition that he received. And so we really appreciate that he knew for himself, but also, as has been said, for his followers, and then manifesting his Father. How totally appropriate that is, that he came to represent the truth. Was there a quick PS over here? Okay.